Wanting to learn more about iconic Richmond buildings and wondering how you can visit them without traveling all over the city? Richmond's Lego Man, who normally goes by Peter Grant, has got you covered this holiday season. Grant has put some of his recreations of local historic landmarks on display at the Steveston Tram Museum, including the Minoru Chapel, Marine Garage, Branscombe House and, for the first time, the Goldie Harris House. The Goldie Harris House in the Gilmore neighborhood at 11620 No. 4 Road was built in 1912 and is a heritage building associated with local historical figure Thomas Kidd. Goldwin Herschel Harris, the owner of the two-story house, was married to Kidd's eldest daughter. Kidd later lived and wrote in the house until his death, according to the City of Richmond's Heritage Inventory. Kidd, who was born in Ireland, settled in Lulu Island in 1874 and served as a Richmond City Councillor, school trustee and the first MLA for the Richmond riding. He is also known as the author of the History of Lulu Island and Occasional Poems, which documented life in the early days of Richmond. Kidd's great-grandchild, Gilbert Blair, would later become mayor of Richmond in 1974. The large farmhouse is considered a landmark of the South Arm Slough District, one of the earliest farming districts on Lulu Island, with its surrounding garden, orchards and agricultural fields. Its significance also lies in its retention of its agricultural function, appearance and setting, reads the inventory entry. Grant has recreated many of Richmond's iconic landmarks over the past decade and pays meticulous care to be as accurate as possible. Fans of his work won't have to wait much longer to see more from him, as the Lego Man is currently working on a recreation of the Gulf of Georgia Cannery National Historic Site. "It will be my largest project to date when I'm done in the coming weeks," Grant told the Richmond News. Community members can check out Grant's recreations at the Steveston Tram Museum at the corner of Moncton Street and No. 1 Road. With files from Alan Campbell. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.